Hey guys, what's up? Cyclone Fanatic Podcast. We are driving back from Memphis right now, actually. So, I hope you guys are, a lot of you are probably doing the same. I'll try and get this posted on the road. Really quick and fun podcast right here. We're going to do another one where Jared and I are going to preview tomorrow's basketball game against Texas. But right now, of course, we're presented by our friends at Heartland Flags, by the way. Everybody's feeling good about Iowa State football right now. Go buy yourself one of those flags, one of those fresh Cyclone flags to celebrate the Liberty Bowl victory. Heartland Flags, longtime sponsor of CycloneFanatic.com. Rob Gray. Jared Stansberry, Rob Gray, and I kind of have like this little inside joke deal. But it's really come to fruition where Rob was spot on, and we like to give him crap.
Yeah,
but like
a lot.
Like 3 years ago.
A lot of crap.
3 years ago, you know, when Iowa State's defense was just horrible.
Yeah.
Rob would always like be pointing out like plays that randomly that J.D. Wagner would make. And J.D. Wagner at the time was still relatively unknown. And by the way, J.D. Wagner got robbed yesterday. He should have been the defensive player of the game. No offense to Marcel Spears. He was great, too. J.D. Wagner was phenomenal yesterday.
J.D. had all of our votes, correct?
Yeah, I voted for him.
I did give Marcel serious consideration because he was all over the place, made some great plays, led the team in tackles. But J.D. showed up with the sacks, and yeah.
I just think now that J.D. is moving on and graduating, I think we make Rob Gray's love for J.D. Wagner very public. Rob, what did you see 3 years ago that made you love J.D. Wagner?
Well, for one thing, that defensive line would get so little push almost every game. You know, it was such a work in progress. It was such a depleted segment, group on the team. He would stand out because his motor, I think that guy's motor has always been top-notch. And you'd see him just take an angle or sweep outside of some D-end, a tackle or something. And, you know, it struck me as that guy had as the Burnhams used to always say, the want to get in there and do everything he could to help the team. And I saw some speed there that I didn't expect from a guy. The first time I saw it, I was like looking down the roster. It was like, J.D. Wagner, huh? And those are the types of plays that stood out to me. He'd find a way to just, make a move on a guy, get in the backfield. And when he got towards a quarterback, he could just tell every ounce of energy was being expended to move those legs to chase him down.
I'll never forget the first time that J.D. came in to do an availability. And someone had told us that he did a really good Paul Rhodes impression. And he came in and we asked him to do it, and you could tell he really didn't want to do it. And he, after a couple times that someone would ask him, he finally did it. And it was really funny. And that was just like the one thing, the first thing I'll always remember about him.
I went and spoke to a group after the game last night, the group that went on the EB Sports Tours charter. And one lady was telling me about how hilarious she thinks J.D. Wagner is. I guess he did something at the pep rally, too.
Yeah, he spoke at the pep rally. I saw a video of that.
Did you love it?
He had a funny hat on.
Of course, and he did the kick for him.
What I heard about, yeah.
I mean, who would have thought, again, going back to those times where we're sitting next to each other and I'm like, hey, check out J.D. Wagner in the last one. And you're like, J.D. Wagner, who are you talking about, Rob? And now he has a signature move for a tackle for a loss. He was a huge factor in Iowa State, I believe, setting a single-season record in tackles for loss this season. I mean,
by the way, that defensive line yesterday was the game.
Yeah.
That was the game. Memphis, Halstead had a great stat after the game that Memphis had only given up 12 sacks all year.
Yep.
Clones got to Riley Ferguson six times yesterday. That was the game.
And they made him so uncomfortable, too. I mean, it could have been a couple more. I mean, a lot of credit to John Haycock for the way he called the game, and we all agree that he's been masterful in coaching that defense this season. But so many guys. I will say, I'll expand that a little bit to the front seven, even though we're talking about JD, because we saw what Marcel did. Willie Harvey had a couple of really nice plays. We saw what Joel did, some nice plays, sack. So front seven expand, but you're right. I mean, jumps off the page just how good that D-line was against an O-line that really hadn't been penetrated much in terms of the pass rush.
Yeah, no, JD's one of those guys that, you know, you when you look at next year and you look at, like, who's gone, he's a guy who not enough people will talk about. Yeah. Lanning and Lazard are going to get all that, and then Kempf will get his fair share. Wagner, is such a total cliche now, but the lunch pail guy who, I mean, he does things that I don't know if Jaquan Bailey will do. Jaquan's going to do a bunch of phenomenal, like, he's going to be one of the best defensive ends in Iowa State history, I think. But JD was kind of that fill-the-gap type guy who was just so scrappy for so long, and he's a... I'm right with you, man. He's one of my favorite Cyclones as well.
Well, I'm glad got you on board. I'll say one thing else about him personality-wise. I mean, yesterday, well, let's say this. Was yesterday his best game?
I think so.
Given the stage?
I think so.
I mean, the sacks, he became a guy that I think when he first started, like all young guys, he's just, yes, he's studying, and yes, he's working on technique, but I'll dial it back to that want to. I'll refer back to that, that I think it was so strong with them, remained so strong with them, their tough years, and then this resurgent year, that's really special to me. But I did also want to riff a little bit on that impersonation stuff, because I've heard he's really good at other guys too, and I think he did Wally Burnham that night at availability as well, and that was spot on. But when I did that Where Are They Now with Ryan Hartclaw, which thanks to Ryan, and really enjoyed doing that one. JD's the guy he works with in the mentor program, and he said he just loved JD. He loved the work ethic he shows. He loved the basically the inquisitive, not just about football, but just about life, which is part and parcel of that program. And I remember asking JD about it, and he was just, it's interesting because he's such a effervescent kind of personality, the guy that does impressions and I know cracks people up, is very funny, but he's also very a little bit shy, or maybe not guarded, but a little bit shy about that. He doesn't blush, but he kind of just goes, it's kind of like the little chuckle, oh man, somebody talked about this thing that I like doing. But you know, very talented guy on and off the field, and Hartclaw said his future's bright no matter what.
Well, I'm looking forward to 5 years from now, the Rob Gray Where Are They Now feature on J.D. Wagner. I feel like it'll be an all-timer.
Oh, it'll be fantastic. Hopefully we can trade impressions.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for listening. Heartland Flags sponsoring today's podcast. We'll probably have another. Well, I know we will. Carl Chevrolet and Jared and I will be previewing Iowa State and Texas here at some point. We're trying to post these from the road, so be patient with us. And also apologize, a little lack of quality. We don't have our podcast equipment set up in this vehicle that we rented. So, travel safely back to Ames, guys. Thanks for listening.